This is Davin's Den.
All right, segment three, Davin's Den. Thank you guys for hanging out. It's been a full show. We'll do a quick little scam and scammers and call it a night. That's what we will do here. A
quick little scam.
Sure.
Hey, whoa, whoa. Always and forever.
All right, when we left our lovebirds, fake Davin's parents were very curious about the cyber sex life of fake Davin and his girlfriend Michelle. Wanted to know all about anal and all sorts of things.
Oh, my God.
Well, it could happen. Very, very open family. All right, so Michelle's about to go on patrol. I go, okay, baby. This is April 7th, 2020. I go, okay, baby, be safe. Remember, you are loved. And in my thoughts, she goes, okay, love, I will. So later on, she says, I will at 2:32 a.m. I write her at 3:01 a.m. How did it go? I guess she was online. I don't know. Fine, love. Why am I up at that hour? Ugh.
Yeah, really?
She goes, fine, love. Where are you right now, honey? I go, I'm glad, baby. I'm in bed, love. She goes, okay, love. I want to have some rest, honey. I go, okay. You are in bed? She goes, yes, honey. I go, we are in bed together, lulz. She goes, yes, honey. I want to have rest. Talk to you later, sweetheart. I go, okay, sweet dream. She goes, okay, love. I blow her a kiss. She gives me hearts. I send her an emoji of a man holding a woman and kissing her on the forehead. Here you go, Pip.
Oh, that's nice.
Very sweet.
Sweet.
Very sweet. She goes, yes, of course, honey. I go, can't wait, baby. Did you have a nice rest? That's 11:16 a.m., honey. She goes, yes, honey. I ask her what she's doing. She goes, how are you doing? This is April 8th. How are you doing? Where are you right now, sweetheart? I go, hi, Michelle. She goes, I'm fine. She goes, I'm fine, and you? I go, I'm okay, thanks. She goes, where are you now, sweetheart? I go, home, baby. She goes, all right, baby. I go, what are you doing? She goes, what are you doing now, baby? I go, thinking of you, of course. It's a whole lot of nothing here.
A whole lot of baby.
But people talk, like, I watched 90 Day Fiancé, it's always baby. So, like, when you foreign languages, like, maybe it's new love as opposed to you bitch. I don't know.
Maybe, but it's, like, baby.
Yeah, it's a lot of baby.
Yeah.
She goes, me too, sweetie. I go, thinking of you, LOL. She goes, baby, what's funny? I go, that you were thinking of you. Thinking about you being here with me. I go, guess you vanished. She goes, she laughs. I'm here with you, honey. I go, okay, what are we doing together? She goes, what? I go, you said we are together. I asked, what are we doing? Are you busy? You seem distracted. She goes, a little busy, love. I go, what are you doing? She goes, I'm in control room. The control room!
I'm in control. She's Janet Jackson.
I just see this dialed. I'm in the control room.
Sure. I cannot unzip my pants. I'm in the control room, damn you. That's code for
yourself.
That's code for not now, stupid.
I'm in the control room.
Now, is she on patrol and she just wandered in the control room and had a chance to chat?
I'm like, what does the control room consist of at this point?
Well, let's find out. I go, what are you doing there? She goes, baby, my commander is calling me. Michelle! Michelle!
Oh, I've got a cramp in my leg, damn it!
Have you told his parents about anal yet, Michelle? She goes, talk to you later, sweetheart. I go, okay then. Guess I will talk to you some other time. She goes, okay, love. I go, bye. Then later she goes, hi, honey. I go, hi, baby. I'm the baby offender here. She said, honey. She goes, how are you doing? Where are you now, sweetheart? I go, I'm home, baby. She goes, what are you doing, honey? I go, putting together some jokes for an online comedy show. I am part of it. It is to raise money for supplies for hospital workers fighting the virus. And now talking to my favorite girl. Oh, such a do-gooder.
Yeah.
I don't want these people to think I'm the horrible person that I am. Because I want them to feel bad when they scam me.
Right.
They never do.
No.
She goes, okay, love.
Yeah, if they know you're a crook, you'll blow the whole deal. Yeah.
Sure.
Really?
I go, what are you doing, sexy? Actually, some of them did think, one of them, was it Mary or something? No, not Mary. One of them thought I was a creep because I kept my parents in a cage.
Well.
As I'm wont to do, that was the one where I had the affliction. What was my affliction?
Oh, did you have keystrokes?
Keystrokes, yes.
Yeah.
That was the one where I had keystrokes.
Really? Really?
And you know,
really?
It was
very, really
sad for that fake Davin because he was a big fan of Meatloaf and now we don't have him anymore.
That's true.
Oh, that's right.
That's true.
She goes, okay, love. I go, what are you doing? She goes, I'm in bed now, honey. I go, that's my favorite place. She gives me kisses. She goes, love you, sweetheart, hearts. I go, love you, baby. Really want to kiss you. She goes, me too, baby. I go, I'd love to feel your breath on my neck. She goes, what? I don't understand, honey.
your breath.
I just went for a jog, and I just want to breathe on you. And I had some garlic.
I just want to pant in the crook of your neck.
That's disgusting.
My garlic nut mouth.
If you went on a run, were you eating garlic while you're running?
I was being chased by vampires.
So he's sweaty and garlicky.
Perfect.
Yum.
I go, I want to feel your breath. It means you are close to me. She goes, okay, love. I go, I feel like we don't talk much recently. Is everything okay? She goes, yes, but. I go, but.
Yeah, boy.
But. She goes, I feel like being home with you, honey. I go, I feel it too. She goes, I'm tired of staying here, honey. That's the problem with the Army. Once you sign up for a spell, they don't let you leave when you want.
They expect you to stay around.
Yeah, because if they could, everybody would be in for 2 weeks and going, fuck this.
This right. Boot camp is not the type of camp I thought. There's not even ice cream in the afternoon.
It's not fun anymore. I want to go.
She goes, I'm tired of staying.
You call the well, maybe when you're on the phone with the general, maybe you could throw that into the mix.
Sure. She goes, I'm tired of staying here.
Not in general. If I could see my gal on leave for about a couple of weeks. Oh, by the way, how about a couple of gallons of Rocky Road?
In the desert.
It's not out of the question.
I don't think you'd say that. I think that's more than reasonable.
She goes, I'm tired of staying here, honey. I go, I just want to hold you and kiss you all night. She goes, me too, sweetie. I go, sometimes I close my eyes and imagine kissing you and feeling you in my arms. Are you there? She goes, yes, honey, I'm here. I go, you just got quiet. She goes, how? I go, stop talking. That's how you got quiet.
What do you mean, how?
I could talk to you for hours. Gone again? She goes, gone where, baby? I'm here, baby.
I could talk to you for hours. Deafening silence on the other end.
I could talk by myself for hours. And now Pip's snorting. We have it from all ends, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the third segment. Anything goes. Get your Gallagher tarps. And the glasses are off. Here we go.
Oh, by the way, why are you dressed like a leprechaun tonight?
She's not. You missed it when you were getting your shit together. She's dressed like she's wearing Oscar the Grouch's skin.
I'm wearing lemons and Oscar the Grouch.
Life is a lemon, and I want my money back. All right. She goes, go on, where, baby? I'm here, baby. I go, okay. I go, what are you wearing, baby? Hard to hold a conversation with you today. Good talk. See you later. So the next...
Good talk. Good,
that was at 5:53 p.m. on the 8th. At 8:09 a.m. on the 9th, she goes, hi, honey, how are you doing? I go, I'm okay, how are you? She goes, I'm fine, love. I go, that's good, I'm glad. She goes, okay, love. I go, is this relationship working for you? It isn't for me. We really don't talk very much. Time to throw a monkey wrench into things.
Good honey, boy. Baby, sweetie.
What, Joe?
Good boy.
Yes,
good
yes.
Boy.
Honey, baby, sweetie, wrench.
It's very status quo with you two right now. I've got to shake it up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, we can't live on anal alone, my friend.
You try, but, you know.
Sometimes you need more. She goes, but you know that I'm in a deployment in Yemen. You know I'm a soldier. I go, yes, but still. You're not on duty 24/7. I'm trying to get to know you better, but it seems impossible. And then that was on the 10th.
It's so weird. She thinks you're criticizing her for being in the Army.
Yeah, I know.
No, you're missing the point.
Oh, that's funny. You know, but between gunfire and mortars, you can't find it. What, you don't have a phone?
Can't you duck and call?
I'm not shooting at you all the time.
Right. Time out. I got to make a call.
I have to video chat with my honey.
Exactly. I go, see, we can't even have a conversation now. This is so frustrating. She goes, baby, what do you still want to know about me? I go, everything, even the details of your day. Yes, I would love to know your military details.
That would be so great. Oh, listen to all that BS.
Then she laughs. She goes, how are you doing, love? This is the 11th. We are just flying through days now. Because we're barely talking.
Yeah, and you're talking about nothing. Hi, honey, baby, sweetie.
Yeah, it's... I go, not funny. I wanted to know it all. I am good. How are you? She goes, fine, love. I go, what are you doing now? See, no conversation. I think you can say you love me, but you can't talk with me. That is a huge problem. That was the 11th. We go to the 13th.
Oh, damn. 2 days skipped for you asking questions about me.
Yeah. I'm on timeout.
You are.
She goes, hi, honey. How you doing, sweetheart? Where are you now, honey? I go, I'm fine.
Fine.
I'm fine.
Oh. Uh-oh. We all know those. That's all.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Why do you care?
Did you say, why do you care?
I did not. Yeah.
Oh,
I said, I'm fine. She goes, baby, where have you been? I go, home and in the surrounding areas. It's you who vanishes. She laughed. She goes, I'm here with you, honey. And I'm here for you, sweetheart. I go, okay, what are you doing now? She goes, I'm preparing for patrolling, honey.
God damn.
I go, so this will be another very brief conversation. She goes, we will move for patrol in the next 20 minutes. Yes, honey. Please don't be angry with me, sweetheart. I go, there has been big news in your region. I'm surprised you did not tell me.
So I don't watch TV about doing.
Why don't you and see what you know?
Yeah, really.
She goes, what's it, sweet? I go, the ceasefire. Apparently there was a ceasefire in Yemen between the Houthis and the other ones.
Oh, really? Yes. And she has no idea?
No.
Because what is she doing there?
Listen, when you're fighting a war, you can't pay attention to who's, you know, what's going on.
Who's ceasing fire?
Exactly.
Why would you want to know that?
She goes, okay, love, I'm so sorry, honey. I go, yeah, that's big. I noticed after we had cyber sex, you don't really talk to me anymore. Did something change? Do you not respect me anymore?
Really? Really? She got what she wanted.
She got me to have my get my rocks off and her to have her rocks off, and that's the end of it.
And that was it. Now it's just like lip service.
She says, no, is a lie that you don't have my time, honey. I go, that's not true. I always respond, and then I don't hear from you. Did I do something wrong? Was I not good at it? No answer.
Oh, ow.
She goes, you're good to me, honey. She goes,
can I get a thumbs up, or do I just get a circle, a twisting circle?
Yeah, can I at least get, you know, like a YouTube rating? Thumbs up.
How about a Yelp review?
Or Yelp review? How many stars?
She goes, but you know what my problem is, honey. I go, but I need more of Michelle. You used to talk to me more. Basically, I'm thinking I got to keep the scammer occupied. I'm not doing a good job occupying her day.
Oh, I see.
This doesn't work if she has
time. You also got to put out the line that there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want her to look at me just for money, Joe. She goes, what more do you need from me, sweetheart? I go, I told you. I want to talk more and learn more. She laughs, which is a very weird response.
It's a really strange response when you're obviously being earnest.
Yes. Or at least fake
Gavin. She's answering a question like Kamala Harris does.
Oh, what do you mean? Coming out of the gate yelling?
No, just trying to laugh it off.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I go, why is that funny? She goes, what do you want to talk and what do you want to learn, sweetie? I go, who are your friends there? What do you do? Who are your friends at home? I want it all, baby. Let's give me a little backstory here.
Right. Something.
Yeah, we got to flesh out your character, Michelle.
At least give me some bullshit.
You're not interesting enough for the listeners.
Right. All you say is honey, baby, sweetie. I need some content.
They need to be invested in you, Michelle. Must I do everything?
That's what we do 3 hours in. We need to step it up.
Exactly. She goes, I don't keep friends here, honey. I go, why, hon? She goes, but you know that I have not told me anything about you, honey. I go, you never asked. She goes, like I told you before, I don't want to marry a military man. That's why I don't keep friends, honey. You can have friends. I was a military man. What about women? She goes, so honey, tell me more about yourself and your family. I go, I'm an only child. She goes, oh, that's good. More about your parents. I go, is it? Oh, I go, they're very religious. I had a rough childhood. I was a bit of a wild child. I got hit a lot by them. See, I'm creating backstory.
Yeah. You can make up bullshit. Why can't she make up bullshit?
We all got to work together here.
Come on. Step it up.
Yeah, they used to hit me with a brick all the time, which gives my aversion to masonry work. I live in a straw hut, a lot like you do.
Wow. We walked all around the lagoon to get back home to that one. That was a journey. That was, might I say, that story was Pip-esque.
Hey!
You were this close to getting the blah, blah, blah song, my friend.
Oh, I wrapped it up within a minute.
Yeah, but the hyenas had to stop feeding on the carcass to go, what's he doing? I mean, for Pip to go, it's a little long-winded. That says something.
That's pretty damning.
You know, it's funny. You're telling me I'm beating around the bush with it. Meanwhile, your prologue is like twice as long.
Yeah, but it's funny. But this is funny. I'm getting laughs. You see how that works?
I really didn't understand. I didn't understand the brick story. I'm sorry.
She's your biggest fan, and when you lose her, when you lose the Helix. So I ask her, do you have siblings? She goes, no, honey. Baby, remember I told you that we are going for patrol. I go, so we have that in common. Yes. She goes, so I'm about to go, honey. Talk to you later, sweetheart. I go, okay, be safe. With the ceasefire, it should be better.
One would think.
She goes, please don't be angry with me. I go, will you or is it just words? She goes, okay, love. I go, I want more, baby. I love you, but this is hard. She goes, please take care of yourself for me. Oh, honey. I go, I will. Hurry back to me, baby. And
I gotta tell you something. I don't think Martin Sheen and Platoon went on patrol as much as this one does.
Right? she goes on patrol like most people drink water. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
All right, we'll do April 14th, and then we'll be done, because this is really short if I don't at least do the 14th.
Okay.
April 14th, 2020. She goes, hi, honey. How are you doing, sweetheart? Where are you right now, honey? I go, hi, I'm in bed. How are you? She goes, baby, I'm back from patrol. I ask her how it was. She goes, fine. She goes, it's just that I want to have some rest now, honey. I go, you want me to let you go? Thanks for stopping by.
Yay.
She goes, what? I don't understand, honey. She doesn't understand colloquialisms.
Yeah, no, she doesn't.
I go, I thank you for saying hi. It's not like you stay with me for long, so I thank you for checking in. She goes, okay, love. And then later I go, are you done resting? She goes, yes, honey. What are you? She goes, where are you right now? I go, home. Where are you? She goes, what are you doing now, baby? I go, just talking to you. What are you doing now? She goes, I'm in control room, honey. And Joe has questions. Joe has questions about this control room.
I do.
The control room. What kind of control room is this?
Yeah. Mind control.
Mind control.
It's just one watch that you stare at going back and forth.
She doesn't have much of a mind to control.
Did you ask her about the control room? What kind of control? What are you controlling? Is there dials? Is there a knob? What the fuck's going on?
What are you doing in there?
Well, she said, I'm in control room, honey. And I said, what are you controlling?
There's a boy. God damn it.
And they go, you still here? She goes, yes, I'm here with you, honey.
What's going on?
I go, what do you have planned for the day? She goes, what? I go, what are you going to do today? She goes, I will go for patrol.
And there goes Martin Sheen again.
Wait a second. So you say, what do you plan today? And she says, what? She couldn't hear you typing?
Speak up.
Well, yeah, really.
Could you type more?
Type up?
Type louder.
Type louder.
I go, seems like you don't get time for much else these days. I go, yes, honey. That is the nature of my work. That's why I ask you to request for my leave, honey. This army, there's no free time in the army.
That's a shame.
Don't forget the ice cream.
I go, well, I can't even tell you what life will be like with you. She goes, what? Honey, I don't understand you. I go, I feel like we've grown apart. Nothing to say? She says, grown apart? I go, yes. She goes, I don't understand. I go, I felt really close to you after we had cyber sex. It was a shared and unique experience. Since that time, you never have time or desire to talk with me. If I had known having cyber sex with you would make you move away from me, I never would have done it.
I love the way you say we've grown apart. How long have you guys been dating? An hour?
No, this is a few months now. Started in February. It's a few months now.
It's like, but did you have a chance to grow together?
Sure.
But you know what? This actually mirrors the cycle of certain, you know, relationships is that once, you know, it's like you get to know each other a little bit, you have sex, all of a sudden there's nothing to talk about. It's just the race to the sack.
Right.
Yeah, so
you
this
have
is
sex,
real.
You go on patrol, you go to dinner, you know.
I feel like we're in a rut.
Yeah.
Can you send me more pictures of dead American soldiers? That always spices things up.
Oh, God, for a second, she did that.
Twice.
Is you two to have a romantic candlelit dinner in the control room? I said.
Well, Joe, it's hard because the lighting's harsh. The lighting's harsh in the control room. You know.
Yeah. Having the control, like the love of candlelight with some of the diodes and electrons in the background. I think it was.
Beep. Beep. Beep.
What says love more than that?
Nothing if you're a robot.
Nothing.
I go, see, I tell you what is troubling me, and you have nothing to say. We don't communicate. This isn't working. I've turned into the bitch.
Uh-oh.
She goes, baby, what is your problem?
Oh, really?
What is your problem?
What's your deal?
I go, my problem is I wanted a relationship with you after you told me I wanted a relationship with you, and you were not giving me your time or heart. She goes, baby, I have your time, please.
Yes.
I go, this is the first time in a long time. Usually it's hello and you are gone. I don't even think you want to be with me. I feel like this is all about your leave.
Oh, wow. Somebody's
well,
on this period.
Well, there ain't enough powers in Canyon to shut you up on this. Holy shit.
I got to get her backpedaling a little bit.
Yeah.
Here.
You got to get her word to work for it.
Exactly. She goes, you that saying that you love me, but you don't want to request for my leave. Why? I go, see? Always the leave.
Yeah.
I go, we've been through this a million times. Michelle, why did you want to have cyber sex with me? Was I just a toy? Add silence. Is this relationship making you happy?
Wow. Wow.
I know it ain't making her money.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Oh, God. Fake Davin boy toy.
She goes, baby, does it mean that you forget that I am a soldier, that I'm in a deployment in Yemen? I'm not us to have chance, honey. I go, Michelle, I was a deployed soldier, too. I know there is time to communicate with loved ones. I feel like you're just playing with me, like an experiment for you and your friends to laugh at. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
You are a fucking drama queen. Holy shit.
What did you call him? A drama what?
He called me a drama
He's
queen.
A drama queen.
This shit doesn't work if I don't stir it up, Joe.
Yeah, boy.
She goes, baby, stop saying all these things that you are saying, please. I go, it's how I feel, Michelle. I want this to work, but I can't do it alone. Okay. You look like the drunk leprechaun from Notre Dame.
Yeah, really. Somebody took your lucky charm?
They're magically delicious.
She goes, okay, honey, what do you want me to do for you, sweetheart? I go, not for me, for us.
Yes.
She goes, okay, for us, love. You said that you have loved me. All you want is to have cyber sex with me. I go, include me in your life. What your days are like. What you see. What you think. How you feel. I go, that's not what I said. I said, afterwards, I felt really close to you, but then I felt you grow distant. If I had known you would pull away, I would not have done it. That is what I said. I wanted it to bring us closer, like I was really holding you, kissing you, loving you. That is what I wanted. I never did that before. It made me feel vulnerable.
Well, I mean...
Aw, you poor thing.
Sure, my putt was in hand. What more do you want, woman?
My putt was in hand.
She goes, you want to hold me, kiss me, love me, right? Is that what you want, right? Of course. Why would you say I only wanted you for cyber sex? She goes, and you don't want to request for my leave, so we do it in person? Yes, of course is what you want. Good for her. Good
yeah,
for her
yeah.
Bringing it back to the leave.
Yeah. She's playing the game.
Then how do you think I handle that?
You're just going to say, you know, I was a military man and I know how this works.
I go, Michelle, and then cap locks, you can't leave. President's order. She goes, I know, but... I go, are you saying all I want you for is cyber sex? She goes, yes, honey, is what you want. I go, go away. To say something like that to me means you never knew me. Just
Can
go...
Can I ask you a question? Did she just say that she knew it was the president's order?
Yeah, she's full of shit.
She doesn't know anything she's talking about.
No.
Yeah.
I go away. To say something like that to me means you never knew me. Just go away, Sergeant. Dismissed!
Dismissed.
If Patton was here, he'd slap your face.
Really?
She goes, I am the only one you are talking to like this, honey. I go, of course. Do you think I'm a slut?
Well.
She goes, what? Why are you keeping silent to me, love? I go, you think I just wanted you for cyber sex? To say that to me is insulting. And I don't want to be with someone who thinks that way about me. Did I enjoy it? Yes, because it was with you. I thought it was special. Clearly, I was wrong about you and us. Nothing to say? She goes, okay, love. I'm so sorry, honey. It will not happen again. I promise, sweetheart. I go, but it's how you feel. Now, I have to ask, did you even enjoy the cyber sex? Or were you just doing it. She goes, yes, honey, I enjoy it so much. She goes, what about you, honey? I go, I did very much because it was something intimate we shared. That is what hurts so much for you to say, I just want you for cyber sex. Babe.
I like the way it's something we shared. There's nothing like the intimacy of cyber sex. You, her, and a mouse.
All right, leave the Nazis out of this.
Funny. Call back.
Call back, kids. Listen to segment two. She goes, baby is okay. I said it will not happen again. I promise, I love. I go, okay. I mean, I want to do it with you again, but only if you wanted to. She goes, okay, love. Where are you now? I go, home, baby. She goes, you see what I'm saying is about what you want, okay, love? I go, what do you mean? She goes, nothing, love. I go, please explain. She goes, I mean, all you want is cyber sex. I go, is that why you think I talk to you? She goes, yes, but no problem for that. I go, holy shit. You just promised me you would never say something like that to me, and then you said it. Wow, nothing to say?
Yeah, really. She can't even keep the plot within the same conversation.
I know. She goes, yes, but it is what I said. But is what you want to do with me now? Michelle, I talk to you because I like you. I only want to have cyber sex if you want to. Otherwise, forget it. She goes, okay, love. I like you too. I go, but you make it sound like I only want you for cyber sex. She goes, okay. I go, like I'm using you. She goes, you want us to have cyber sex? Oh, my God.
You're missing the point.
I go, only if it's something you want and like. She goes, if we start it now, if you come now, if I ask you to send me your dick pic when you come, you will send no. So she's game. She just wants another dick pic.
There's going to be ransom.
Send her a picture of Nixon.
Funny. I don't think she would get it.
No.
I go, I just am not a dick pic kind of person.
You sent her one.
I did. I go, what makes me feel uncomfortable? She goes, why is it making you feel uncomfortable? I go, shy. She goes, I might not be the one you're sending it. I may not be the one you're sending it. I go, you are, baby. She goes, baby, you don't have to be shy. Baby, if you send me your dick pic, then we'll have cyber sex now.
I might not be the one you're sending it to.
I don't know. We're negotiating cyber sex, please.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm being a little too literal during this. This
and then we can have cyber sex now. Really?
I just have to send that dick pic stat. She goes, baby, if you send me your dick pic, then we will have cyber sex now. I go, I know. I just am, though. She goes, what? I don't understand. I go, so if I don't, then no cyber sex? She goes, yes, of course. You said that you love me, but you can't prove it. Why? I go, then forget it. I got to ask you a quick question.
Like, if you're going to send a dick pic and then you're going to have cyber sex, is it like when they call a foreign correspondent and they have the picture of the correspondent on the screen while they talk? Is that going to be like you're going to have something, there's a picture of the dick just sitting there, oh, baby, do me.
Yes, and Joe, there's a delay, so the dick will just nod for the first few seconds.
It's the ultimate talking head.
It's a yes, very good, very good. I go, then forget it. I don't like to feel pressured.
I can just think.
Excellent question, Wolf.
And it's an Israeli correspondent because it's circumcised.
She goes, okay, that means you don't want to have cyber sex. I go, no, I don't. If you're going to pressure me, instead of it being shared by two people in love, you are making it gross and nasty by pressuring me.
Yeah.
She goes, baby, not what you think. I go, it's exactly what I think. I was going to do something intimate together, and you were like, prove your love to me with a dick pic. Just forget it. If that is what you think love is, then find another guy to finger your pussy with.
Damn. Wow.
What?
Well, I mean, that was a little harsh.
Listen, you know, you don't need me for the diddling.
This is true.
She goes, is that what you want me to do? I go, yeah. If you think love is forcing me to do things I'm not comfortable with, then I'm not the guy for you. I would never force you to do something. You don't do that when you love someone. She goes, okay, love. I go, what is okay? She goes, there is no problem. I go, so you won't pressure me or are we finished? She goes, do you want to have cyber sex with me or not?
Wow.
I want you to look like a magician going into the hat for a rabbit. That's what...
Wow.
Wow.
Ta-da!
How is that not in the act someplace?
What the hell does he pull out? We're dying to know.
Well, if it's a watch, somebody else has been there first.
Funny.
If you come back with an ovary in your hand, you went too far.
Yes. I go, Michelle, I love you, but if you're going to make me do things I don't want, then I can't. I'm not saying I'll never do that, but I just am not there yet. It's not like I have a bunch of naked pictures of you. I go, why do you want it so badly? She goes, it's because I have feelings for you. I go, and I have feelings for you, which is why I treat you with tenderness and respect. Yeah. I feel like you are disrespecting me and don't care about how I feel. She goes, I'm so sorry, honey. It will not happen again. I promise. I go, look, I'm not saying I never will. It has to be my idea, though. I don't want cyber sex with someone who doesn't love and respect me. I'm not into that. I never did anything like that before you. I did it with you because of how I feel about you and the great distance between us.
You've got to be very special before I hit send.
Sure. Now you understand. I go, if we have cyber sex again, I want it because we love and desire each other, and we both want it. Where you can say, Davin, make love to me. Something like that. That is what I want for us. She goes, okay, love. I love you, Davin. I love you so much. I love you with all my heart. I love you to the extent that I can connect control myself. I think she meant I can nap, but she wrote connect. Control myself again, honey. A bunch of hearts and kisses. I go, okay, baby, I love you too. She goes, all right.
Is human control or control alt delete?
Joe doesn't understand tenderness. I go, I don't like that you ever thought I want you only for cyber sex. I never want you to think that. If we do that again, it will be because you want it, okay? She goes, okay, love. I give her a kiss. She goes, I don't want it for now. And then I give her this emoji of a woman on top of a man hugging and smooching. And,
oh, nice.
Yeah, sure. I'm a nice man. She goes, that's fine. It would be good if we are both in the mood. Honestly, did you like it when we did it? She goes, yes, honey. I go, okay, good. I did too. It was special because it was with you. She goes, okay, love you. Okay, love you, me too. She goes, after all this, I feel closer to you than I have in a while. Like maybe we understand each other better. She goes, okay, love, kissing bears. I ask her how her day was. She goes, fine, honey, and you. I'm trying to get to the, all right, we're almost done. Fine, honey, and you. I go, well, other than fighting with you, it was okay. I did like being able to talk to you during the day. More of that, please. She goes, okay, love. And I say, yay. And that's where we will end it.
One of my favorite lines is, do you want cyber sex or not?
What?
Yeah, that really puts me in the mood when you're yelling at me.
Listen, I'm not just here for you to finger your pussy.
Boy, you're quite the princess, let me tell you.
It's called manipulating the victim. And she is the victim.
That's yeah. Two.
No, I mean, I think we're both staying on point here, though. She's still focusing on that leave.
Oh, yeah, she is.
And I'm making her life miserable.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you are.
So.
Yeah, but you want to know something? You're kind of baiting her in the sense where, you want to get further the relationship and you want more. But that leave is sort of the thing that could lead to that, which puts more pressure on you to ask the general for her to go on leave.
Except that I know that she can't go anywhere.
Yeah, it does make any sense.
She doesn't know that.
Well, I've told her. You would think at one point they'd go, all right, let me Google this. This asshole keeps saying this shit.
Oh, I'm sorry. She's listening to everything you say.
Right, right. She seems very attentive. She's hanging on every word.
She could hit Google. I've told her a million times.
Oh, I know. She's just, I mean, she doesn't want to do the real work here. She doesn't know anything.
You've told her a million things a million times.
Yeah. Yeah. This is not the brightest bulb.
They never are.
No.
So we got a little spicy there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
a little bit.
Got a little bit of a drama queen. All right, very good.
A little bit.
Let's see here. I'd like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support. Thank you, Russ.
Thank you, Russ.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Sidesplitting Productions for all of your comedic needs. Go to davincomedy.com. Call us 551-404-3094. Joe, will you be anywhere this week?
I will, but not a gig. I will be up at the Curry Farm this weekend celebrating my half-brother's 92nd birthday.
Happy 92 years to your half-brother.
Wow. 92nd?
I heard.
Yeah. I know. I was just like, wow.
You're like the world's worst cheerleader. You can die, yay!
You can live longer, come on!
Yeah, well, like I say, you know, he's 92, and when that time comes, you guys are either going to see me in 3 days or 3 months. I don't know how I'm going to handle it. But, you know, you enjoy everything you can, you know?
Yeah, no, 92 is a big one. 92's yeah. Anyways, he's still, like, running around the farm, right?
Not as Not as much, but he's still, you know, at his age, he's still getting around and stuff like that. You know, he's down at my, spent a lot of time at my my nephew Matt's farm. That's where we're going. But he's for 92 years old, he's doing pretty good.
Good.
Awesome.
Very good. Saturday, February 5th, I'll be in Old Bridge, New Jersey. For tickets, call Don at 908-705-4687. Next week, Biggest Fools. Fools Countdown. First countdown of the year. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Next week?
Is the 8th. And then it'll be the...
No, you...
Yes, next week is February 8th.
Yeah, but not Biggest Fools.
What not Biggest Fools, but Love Fails.
Love Fails.
Yes, Big Love Fails.
That's why I'm looking at you like, huh?
Yes.
It's not April yet.
Love Fails. Biggest Love Fails. Valentine's Day countdown. So bring your failed stories of love. We will count down. We'll see if I continue my streak of dominance. Or if Joe and Pippa shall lead an insurrection. Trying to overthrow the government that is my kingdom.
Well, I see you have a tiki torch there in the corner, so I'm ready.
And it says Pip will not replace us. I march down the street. I do have the tiki torch.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Very good. Thank you all for hanging out. Thank you guys for listening live,
yes.
Listening to the podcast. We certainly appreciate it. We'll see you guys next week. Pip, again, Merry Christmas in February.
Thank you, guys. The shirt is
yes.
Awesome.
God, we got that.
I love it.
Good. We're happy.